The Detroit Pistons have cap space this upcoming offseason and are expected to be big buyers in free agency. So I pose this hypothetical question to all of you. If you had to spend $30 million on one of these players, who are you picking? Jalen Brunson or Miles Bridges? I'll give you my answer on today's episode of the Locked On Pistons podcast.
You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's the deal? Welcome back to another episode of the Locked On Pistons podcast. Per usual, I'm your host, Kuka Hill. Find me over on Twitter, at Kuka Hill. I want to thank you guys for making Locked On Pistons your first listen of every single day. We are free and available on all your podcast platforms. And if you haven't already, head to our YouTube channel, at Locked On Pistons. Hit that subscribe button. If you have not already, it's the best way to support the podcast. Or if you listen to this on Apple Podcasts, or if you listen to this on Spotify, go down below, leave a five-star review. I'd really appreciate it. Those are the best ways to support the podcast. So again, I'd really appreciate it. So the initial segment today with Jalen Brunson versus Miles Bridges at $30 million. We were actually going to go a different direction with this question, but I got a resounding hell no from basically everybody on Twitter when I posed this. Like, it was like hundreds of people just resounding no, and it was just so controversial that I didn't even want to do the question anymore. And the question was going to be, would you want Kyrie Irving at $30 million? Because it's reported, it sounds like the Kyrie Irving may not be for sure in Brooklyn. Now, do I think the Pistons would actually be interested in Kyrie Irving? No, but I thought it was just going to be a fun hypothetical to talk about. But everyone literally lost their minds, and it got somewhere that I just don't want to take it. And so we changed it up a little bit. Instead of Kyrie Irving at $30 million, we're going to go with Jalen Brunson or Miles Bridges at $30 million. And the reason why I say $30 million is because I think everyone would agree that's pretty expensive for both of those guys. And I've said on the podcast over and over that you're going to have to overpay one of these free agents, whoever they are, whichever one it is the Pistons end up going after, you're going to overpay. That's the only way you'll be able to get them to come to Detroit. Other reasons aren't going to be there. The Pistons aren't winning right now, so that's not an attraction. Detroit, compared to other cities, is not a free agent destination to a lot of people. It's just not. That's just is what it is. The only way Detroit will be able to get these kind of guys is by overpaying their contract. So I went $30 million because I think everyone would agree that's an overpay. So if you were forced to have to overpay for one of these guys and hope that one of them plans out and eventually gets better, or is just such a great fit with the Detroit Pistons that them being paid $30 million won't hurt you as much, who would it be? And I want to make this very clear before I give my answer. I don't want either of these guys. I've told you guys on multiple occasions, I've convinced myself that I'd rather the Pistons just make a bunch of small signings, improve the, some of the outer parts of the roster, the 8-man, the 7-man, 9-man kind of thing, rotate the Hamidou Diallos and Frank Jacksons of the world. That's where I'm at right now, because I don't think any of the top free agents in this upcoming free agent class are actually top free agents. I think they're just, they're okay players who are going to be at the top of this free agency class, and now they're going to get top free agent money. And I don't think the Pistons should do that. However, if I had to pick one of these two guys, I think I'd have to go with Miles Bridges. Jalen Brunson, the reason why I stay away from Jalen Brunson is because he's 6'1", 190. And that really probably is the main reason for why I'm taking Miles Bridges over Jalen Brunson. If you get Miles Bridges, you'll still be able to have this switchability that the Pistons have. And while I've been a critic of the Pistons just flat out switch everything across the board defense, if that is the way they want to go defensively, you won't be able to do that with a 6'1", 190 guy at shooting guard or point guard, wherever. You won't be able to do that. And even, even if you don't want to just have a switch all defense across everywhere, which I don't really want, switching is a main thing in the NBA. It's going to happen regardless. You can have different type of defensive schemes, but switching eventually, switchability is a good thing to have. And I like the fact that the Pistons do have like 4 or 5 guys who are able to switch across everywhere, basically always on the court. So with Jalen Brunson on the court, you just won't be able to do that. Also, I think people got gassed up a little bit. Now, he's a fine player. He's a very fine player. But I think people got a little gassed up by his performance against Utah, who has like the worst perimeter defense of any team in the playoffs and one of the worst perimeter defenses and point of attack defenses in the entire NBA. They're awful at point of attack. And Jalen Brunson was just shredding them because of that. And he's actually struggled a little bit against Phoenix in the second round against a really good defensive team. Phoenix is some people's best team in the NBA. So him not playing as well against the best team in the NBA, as opposed to one of the worst perimeter defenses in the NBA, it's not to like destroy him or anything, but he's definitely not as great as he looked in that first round against Utah. So I think that's why, you know, I think that's why he got gassed up a little bit over the last few weeks. Even though there was a rumor just yesterday that came out that, you know, the Pistons, Pacers, and Knicks are going to be expected to go after Jalen Brunson, which isn't any news to us. We've known multiple times. There have been multiple reports saying that the Pistons will be going after Jalen Brunson. But him being small, and I just don't believe in his offensive ceiling as much as I do Miles Bridges. Miles Bridges, he's only 6'6", but he plays much bigger than that. He's a very strong player. He's made big improvements as an offensive player across the board. This past season, he averaged 20 points a game and 7 rebounds, 4 assists a game on only 1.9 turnovers, so roughly a 2-to-1 assist-to-turnover ratio, which isn't that bad for a guy at his position, a guy who has the ball in his hands as much as he does. He raises points per game from 12.7 to 20.2. That's a drastic increase. He shot 49% from the field despite raising his shot attempts nearly 6 attempts more, going from 9.4 to 5.2 attempts a game. Just overall, everything about Miles Bridges, I'm more willing to take on than I am with Jalen Brunson. Is he a great defensive player right now? No. Do I think he has the physical tools to be a fine defensive player? Yes. Do I think he can switch across the board? Yes. I don't think he's going to be great at it. I don't think he's like some all-NBA defender, but I think he's a better defender and would fit that better than Jalen Brunson. Also, the Pistons need like a wing scorer, a guy who can just go get a bucket. And preferably, I'd like that player to have a ton of athleticism in him and be able to punish teams with his physicality and athleticism, not only in the half court, but in transition. And I think Miles Bridges would do all that. I really would love to have Miles Bridges on the Pistons if he wasn't going to be paid such a big contract this offseason. If the Pistons could get him in somewhere between $20 to $25 million, I'd be ecstatic, and I'd love for them to go after him hard. But I think he's going to get paid $25+ million because he's a restricted free agent, and that's the only way a team's going to be able to lure him away from Charlotte. And I don't know if the Pistons should do that. However, the question is, if I had to pick one of these guys at $3 million a year, is it Jalen Brunson or Miles Bridges? I'm going Miles Bridges. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section down below or over on Twitter at Kuka Hill. Would you guys pick Miles Bridges or would you pick Jalen Brunson? Again, I'm not really wanting to pay either of these guys $30 million. I can see reasons for both sides, so I'm interested to see where you guys stand with it. But for me personally, I'm with Miles Bridges. That's just where I'm at with it. When we come back, though, we asked this question, I believe, the last two. Actually, I've only been here for one offseason now. I forgot. Last offseason, we asked this question, I believe, twice, and we asked it with two different guests. If you had to take a former Detroit Piston from the 2000s going to work team and put them on this current Detroit Piston squad, who would it be? I'm going to let you guys know right now. My answer has changed from what it was last year. You guys will find out after the ad break. But first, let me tell you a little bit about one of our sponsors, BetOnline.net. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your sports betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's basketball playoffs, Major League Baseball scores, fights, and even next season's NLF futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about their trends and action today. And if you head over to BetOnline.net, you'll see that they have baseball, basketball, boxing, football, golf, hockey, martial arts, soccer, tennis, literally just about everything you can think of, they have it on here. I didn't even mention all of them. They still have other sports that you go over there and try to have fun with. And if you go to the NBA series slide over on the left of the screen when you go on their site, you will see the money lines for who wins the series. Now, I haven't been that great at this for you guys the last few days. I've actually been wrong the last 3 days. However, I think this one is a pretty safe bet. The Warriors, as of right now, I'm recording this before the Warriors game, they're at -7,000 to win the series. I think that's pretty confident. But I'll go with more of a toss-up. The Bucks are at +165 right now to win the series against Boston. I'm still going with Giannis Antetokounmpo because he's the best player in the NBA. I will take that +165 money line for the Bucks to win the series. That's the kind of thing you guys can do over at BetOnline.net. So make sure you head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about their trends and action today. BetOnline, where the game starts. So I want to thank you guys again for making Locked On Pistons your first listen of every single day. We are free and available on all your podcast platforms. And if you haven't already, or if you want the 50% of people who are watching us on YouTube and haven't hit that subscribe button, head to the YouTube channel, Locked On Pistons, hit that subscribe button. It's the best way to support the podcast. If you don't like watching on YouTube, simply go over there and hit the subscribe button. You can continue to listen to it on the podcast platforms. It's the best way to support. However, if you want to find a different way to support the podcast, you can. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, go down below, leave a 5-star review. I'd really appreciate it. I appreciate all the support you guys give me every single day, listening to the podcast and making Locked On Pistons your first listen. I really do appreciate all of it. So last offseason, we actually asked this question a few times in the offseason. I believe one time we had Bryce Simon, who is over at Pistons Pulse now. And I believe we had, I think it's Hal on, and we asked, you know, what Piston player from the Going to Work squad would you add to this team if you had to? And my answer was the same both times I asked this question last offseason. And I was leaning towards going that direction today with the question when I first thought of, oh, this would be fun to talk about. We haven't done it yet this offseason. Things changed. And initially, I was going to go with my same answer. However, my answer has now changed. And I think you guys will agree with it. Last offseason, I went with Rasheed Wallace. I thought Rasheed, and I still believe this, I think if Rasheed played in this era of basketball, Rasheed Wallace would be an utter monster. I think there's an argument to be had. I don't think many people would actually argue against this, but I think there's an argument to be had that Rasheed Wallace was the most talented player on those Piston teams. And if there was a singular player that gave up or sacrificed the most on those Piston teams for wins, I think it was Rasheed Wallace. I think Rasheed Wallace could easily have went out there and averaged 20 points a game for a team in that era. I think he could easily have been a 20-10 guy with 2 blocks a game, shooting like 35% from deep. I think he could easily been one of those guys. I think he easily could have been a multi-time All-Star, even more All-Star selections than he already had. So I think if you took Rasheed and put him in today's NBA, he'd probably be a center, and he'd be able to play defense in today's NBA in the spaced-out defense. I think he'd be fine switching on guys. I think he'd be a really fine rim protector like he was back then. I think he'd be able to play these different defensive systems and drop covers, switching, hedging, blitzing. I think he'd be able to do all of that. And I really love his personality. I love that, you know, he obviously got a lot of technical fouls and you don't love that. But me personally, I actually don't have a problem with that. And I think having a guy like that, a la Draymond Green, on your team who can set the tone and be the heart of your team and kind of bring that personality can be a really good thing if you have a good team around them. And they can be that heart and soul of your team. I think that's a good thing to have. I know Draymond has crossed the line a few times, but overall, I think the Warrior success has been pretty great with him as the heart and soul. I think a lot of it has to do with his personality and how energetic he is. I think Rasheed could have the same impact on the Pistons team today. So it's not that I don't think Rasheed would be a great option. He's just not my number one option anymore. My option has changed. My answer has changed. And my answer has changed to Mr. Big Shot, Chauncey Billups. And here's why. I don't believe last offseason when we asked this question, the Pistons had Kay Cunningham yet. And I don't think that we saw, actually, I know for a fact we hadn't seen the roster play out like it did last year. And if we did have Kay Cunningham on the roster when I answered this question, we definitely didn't get to see how he would play with everybody and how he actually translates to the NBA and all that kind of stuff. After watching Kay as a rookie and seeing what the Pistons sound like they want to plan on doing around him moving forward and the guys that they've been interested in going after at his backcourt mate, Colin Sexton, Jalen Brunson, a couple other guys. I think that Chauncey actually would probably be the best option to have next to Kay Cunningham and the best option to get from the 2000s Going to Work team. And that's because he can play defense at the off-guard position. He was a two-time all-defensive team member. So he would bring that defensive tenacity and the ability to play defense on multiple guys on the other end, like we talked about in the very first segment with Miles Bridges. I think Chauncey, while he wasn't 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", he's a big guy. He's kind of like Kyle Lowry built, I would say, the smaller guy, but you can see that he's stocked up, he's strong, and he can play defense on bigger guys. I don't think he would be a defensive liability at all. I think he would actually be a really good plus on the defensive side. So there's that. And two, I think Chauncey would give you a versatility offensively that some of these guys that the Pistons are being rumored to be interested in just simply can't do. Chauncey is one of the best shooters ever. I don't care what anybody says. Chauncey, if he was in this era, we had a Chauncey Billups and Sadiq Bey podcast like a month ago. And I went through all the stats, his real 3-point shooting percentage. You compare his 3-point percentage to what was the average at his time. You compare how many threes he was shooting at his time compared to everyone else at his time. And it was so absurdly higher than everybody else. We talk about where he ranked percentile in synergy on synergy. They went back all the way. I think the first year they had was 2005, 2006. And he ranked literally in like the 95th percentile or higher in all shooting metrics. This dude is one of the best shooters ever. And if he was in this league today, he would be even more exceptional. He would be absurdly great. So I think that right there, the fact that he would be able to space the floor next to Cade Cunningham and play defense on the other end and not be like a liability on that end, be a plus, I think that would swing it. And also, it gives you versatility offensively because Chauncey can play off ball. He can hit, catch, and shoot shots at extremely high clip. But he also was a tremendous leader of men, a tremendous playmaker, a tremendous controller of the offense, knows how to run an offense at an absolute highest level possible. And now you're talking about you have two guys now, in Cade Cunningham and Chauncey Billups, who are both not defensive liabilities, both are great leaders of men, both are great leaders on that team, great voices to listen to, guys are going to follow them. You got two guys who are capable of playing off ball and thriving off ball. You have two guys who are capable of thriving on ball, pick and roll situations, fighting open teammates, hitting pull-up jump shots, getting to the rim, drawing free throws, which I think Cade will eventually be able to draw free throws next year. Chauncey was pretty decent at drawing free throws. During his time in Detroit, he averaged around 5.6 free throws a game over 2003 to 2008. He peaked out at 2.5. I'm sorry, I'm looking at 2 points. He peaked out 6.4 attempts in 2005, 2006. But either way, you literally have two guys who are capable of doing basically the same thing and killing you at it. Not just one guy who's great at it, another guy who's okay at it, but can kind of do the same thing. No, you would have two backcourt guys who fit seamlessly together, can both do the same thing. So one of them can be off the court, one of them can be on at all times. They can play together and just be lethal. I think that backcourt would just be absurdly great and would be just... I think that might be – actually, no, I won't go that far. I will not go that far. I'm not even going to say what I was about to say. However, I think it would be great. I think the Pistons could build a championship team around that kind of backcourt. Guys who aren't liabilities defensively. Guys who aren't liabilities on one end of the floor. Guys who are able to impact the game in multiple areas, not just on ball, but off ball. And also great leaders in the locker room and guys want to play with and play for. I think Chauncey is my answer now. Again, I don't think Rasheed would be a bad – choice. I think Rasheed still would be obviously my number two because of the reasons I listed out for Rasheed. However, I just think Chauncey is a better option for that reason. So again, let me know in the comment section down below, who would you guys rather have? Chauncey Billups, Rasheed Wallace on this current iteration of the Detroit Pistons. And you guys may even shock me. You guys may go with Tayshaun. You guys may go with Ben Wallace. Heck, some of you guys may go with Rip. Some of you guys may think Rip may be a better fit next to Cade. Me personally, I don't want Cade to be a heliocentric offense. I want to have another guy next to him who can control the ball and run the offense like Chauncey Billups would be able to do. But some of you guys may disagree. So let me know in the comment section down below or over on Twitter at Kuka Hill who your guys' choice for whoever off the going to work team you'd put on this iteration of the Detroit Pistons. When we come back, I want to take a second to honor our former Detroit Piston who passed away recently. Want to take time out of my day and time out of the podcast to make sure we show honor to him who has his jersey up in the rafters. We'll talk about that when we come back from the ad break. But first, let me tell you a little bit about one of our sponsors, Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts that you need. Why endure often pointless and seemingly intimidating questioning, like is your Odyssey an LX, and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand in their warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home or in your pocket on your phone. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? For example, a Honda Odyssey fuel pump is $353 from a chain store, but only $216 from Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business full of serving do-it-yourselves for over 20 years. Rock Auto prices remain reliably low for every single customer. And they have everything you could possibly need, from brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even a new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find a solution to your auto part needs today. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Again, head to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. So I want to thank you guys again for making Lockdown Pistons your first listen of every single day. We are free and available on all your podcast platforms. And if you haven't already, head to our YouTube channel at Lockdown Pistons. Hit that subscribe button. It's the best way to support the podcast. Or you can go down below if you listen to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Leave a 5-star review. That's another great way to support the podcast. And again, I appreciate all the support you guys give me every single day by making Lockdown Pistons your first listen of every single day. I want to take some time to honor a former Piston that has passed away over the last few days. Obviously, it was a much before my time. I never watched him play. I didn't get the chance to see him play, obviously. But Bob Lanier has passed away. Welch tweeted that out a few days ago. He lived a long life, very happy life. He was a great NBA player. He's a Hall of Famer. He was a great player for the Detroit Pistons. His number is up in the Raptors. I meant to say rafters. He averaged 20.1 points a game and 10.1 rebounds a game over his entire career. He was drafted by the Detroit Pistons, and I'm almost 100% sure he was the last number one overall pick before Cade Cunningham, going all the way back to them, or go all the way back to him. He was the last first overall pick the Pistons had. And he obviously was great for the Pistons. He was a great pick. He was a Hall of Famer in his time with the Pistons from 1970 to 71 to 1978 to 1979. He averaged 22.8 points a game, 11.9 rebounds a game, 3.3 assists, 2.0 blocks, and 1.2 steals on 50% shooting. He was a great player. But, let me read this statement real quick before we get into anything. Let me read this statement from Tom Gores, the Detroit Pistons owner, talking that they released actually yesterday, talking about the passing of Bob Lanier. Quote, unquote, "The Detroit Pistons organization is deeply saddened by the passing of Bob Lanier, a true legend who meant so much to the city of Detroit and to generations of Pistons fans. As fierce and as dominant as Bob was on the court, he was equally as kind and impactful in the community. As an ambassador for both the Pistons organization and the NBA, he represented our league, our franchise, and our fans with great passion and integrity. We extend our heartfelt condolences to Bob, family, and friends." And obviously, I echo everything that Tom Gore said. One of the things I learned about Bob Lanier, I'm not going to sit here and lie and act like I knew a ton about Bob. I knew he was a Hall of Famer. I knew he was one of the Piston greats. But he was way before my time, so I didn't know much about him. So I went back and I started reading some stuff about him, obviously with the terrible news that he had passed away. And one of the best things about Mr. Lanier that I think it was the fact that he was a great basketball player, obviously. He was a Hall of Fame-level basketball player. But he was an even better human being. This dude was a great person. Let me read you some of the honors that he had. He was just a great human being. And I think that's one of, that's where a lot of fans, gravitate towards what everyone wants to see. You can be a great basketball player, but the ones who are even better human beings are active in the community and represent something and stand for something, those are just overall great people. And you love to have those kind of people representing your sport, representing the league, and representing your professional basketball team. And the Pistons were lucky enough to have him represent their basketball team for nearly a decade. Just want to go through real quick and read you some of Bob Lanier's achievements. And these aren't even like on-court achievements. In 1978, he was selected by the Professional Basketball Writers Association as the recipient of the J. Walter Candy Citizenship Award for Outstanding Community Service. In 1981, the YMCA organization presented Lanier with the Jackie Robinson Award, the award that is given for service to youth, girl citizenship, and leadership. In 1985, Bob Lanier was awarded the Oscar Robinson Leadership Award. Great leader. Obviously, this is a basketball one, but he eventually had both his jerseys from the Detroit Pistons and the Milwaukee Bucks retired. Number 16 in Milwaukee in 1984, the Pistons in 1993. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1992, but going right back to him off the court. He was the recipient of the Congressional Horizon and Leadership Award in 2000. The award is presented annually by the Joint Leadership Commission of the United States Congress and the Board of Directors of the Congressional Award Foundation to the individuals who have made an exceptional impact on the lives of America's young people. In 2006, Lanier was inducted into the College Basketball Hall of Fame. In 2007, Lanier received the National Civil Rights Museum Sports Legacy Award. It was awarded for his significant contribution to civil and human rights internationally, in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. This is just again, he was just a great human being off the court. And again, in 2009, he was a co-recipient of the Manny Jackson Basketball's Human Spirit Award. The award was given by the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame in recognition for his passion of the game of basketball and his continued commitment to community service wherever he was in his community. And just terrible news to hear the passing of Bob Lanier. I'm happy that he was able to live a long life. I'm happy that he was able to touch so many people, not just basketball fans, but those in the community of wherever he played. And those just across the United States, basketball fans everywhere, and just people across America. Again, like I said, the dude was a great basketball player, but even more so, he was a great human being. And I'm praying for his family that they, you know, get through this and find peace with what he was able to do while he was here. I'm praying for them that they heal quickly. And it's sad news that Bob Lanier has passed away, but he left a big imprint, not on just the game of basketball, but in the community, everywhere he was at, and just in the lives of anyone who followed his career and knew about what he did in the NBA and off the court. I think he's a tremendous role model for a lot of NBA players who want to be, you know, active in the community, be a good human, and be a good human being for people in their community and fans, etc. So, I wanted to take time out of the podcast really just to show respect and honor a great Detroit Piston, a Hall of Famer, someone who has their number up in the Pistons rafters, but even more so, again, like I've been reassuring and keep saying, not just a great basketball player, but a great human being. So RIP to Bob Lanier, you'll be missed. And I'm praying for his family and friends. But that's all I've got for you guys today on today's episode of the Locked On Pistons podcast. Thank you guys for making Locked On Pistons your first listen of every single day. We're free and available on all your podcast platforms. Make sure you guys are making Locked On NBA your second listen of every single day. Locked On NBA host for 30 minutes, Monday through Friday, from the very first jump ball to play-in tournament to the last position of the finals. Locked On experts take you deep inside the playoffs with inside analysis affecting all 30 teams. Again, make sure you guys are making them your second listen of every single day. Again, RIP to Bob Lanier. Let me know what you guys' thoughts are about the Jalen Brunson versus Miles Bridges discussion. Let me know about which 2000s player you would want to put on this current iteration of the Detroit Pistons team, and you know, show your respects, and if you believe in praying, pray for Bob Lanier's family and friends that they heal and are able to move on and get through this. So I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Until then, stay safe, everybody. Love everybody. Have fun watching these NBA playoffs. Until next time, I'll see you guys later. Peace out, everybody.